Iran calls on P5+1 to win Tehran's trust and avoid seeking hostile approaches. Iran to boost its national gas production capacity in current Persian calendar year. Tehran warns against provocation on the Korean Peninsula, saying U.S. military presence creates tension in different regions. Iran to unveil 5 radio pharmaceuticals developed by the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. U.S. Secretary of State visits Turkey amid protests. And Syria urges foreign-backed armed militants to be rational and lay down weapons. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of Live Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says P5+1 has to win Tehran's trust since seeking hostile approach as a non-constructive manner. In his interview with Russia Today TV news channel, Said Jalili cautioned P5+1 against pursuing hostile attitude against Iran, saying it would be of no constructive results for the West. Pointing out that trust building is a two-way procedure, Jalili stressed that Tehran has already taken necessary steps towards it. He explained that talking of trust building does not mean negating rights of a nation, but rather actions and behaviors which would facilitate cooperation. He assessed the Almaty talks as positive, saying the parties have the chance to discuss the two different packages offered by the other side. Iran's Deputy Oil Minister and Managing Director of National Iranian Oil Company says 150 million cubic meters will be added to daily national gas production capacity when South Pars phases 12, 15, and 16 are operational this year. Ahmad Ghalabani said production from joint oil and gas fields is among the most important programs of the NIOC this year. He added that the NIOC has put on its agenda a plan to increase output of joint fields this year. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman has warned against a provocation on the Korean Peninsula, saying the U.S. military presence creates tension and crisis in different regions. Rami Mehmanparas said the tensions escalating among North Korea, South Korea, and the U.S. must be controlled and stopped to end the current threatening situation. He urged all sides to refrain from worsening the crisis, saying countries that come from thousands of miles away to stage military drills in this region are guilty of deliberate provocation. He said U.S. officials and certain European ones claim that they want to establish stability in different Asian and African countries, but they should know their actions contradict their claims. Mehmanparas added that provocations, extremism, and military presence is jeopardizing regional security, and when insecurity prevails, the behavior of both sides could spiral out of control and hurt the entire region. The Iranian Vice President for Science and Technology says Iran is to unveil 5 radio pharmaceuticals developed by the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. Nasrin Sultan Khan said these radiopharmaceuticals are used to help the diagnosis and treatment of intractable diseases, particularly cancer. She said these medicines will be unveiled before the end of the current Iranian calendar month on April 20. She added that Iran's health ministry has contributed to the domestic production of 8 medicines which were previously imported. Due to U.S.-led restrictions on Iran's banking and financial sectors, the Islamic Republic cannot buy medications for its cancer patients. U.S. Secretary of State has urged Turkey to restore full diplomatic relations with the Zionist regime without delay and exchange ambassadors. John Kerry told a joint news conference with Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu in Istanbul that Washington wants Ankara-Tel Aviv relations to get back on track in their full measure since they are both vital allies of the U.S. in the region. He also called on Ankara to speed up work on changing government in Syria, adding that Washington and Ankara will continue to work together to find a peaceful and speedy transition in Syria. Kerry also met with Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. After Turkey, Kerry is due to visit the occupied territories and the West Bank. Meanwhile, hundreds of demonstrators protested against the visit of the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to Turkey, chanting, "Go home, Yankee." The protests, organized by a leftist political party, took place as Kerry met Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And now a recap of our top stories. Iran calls on P5 plus one to win Tehran's trust and avoid seeking hostile approaches. Iran to boost its national gas production capacity in current Persian calendar year. Tehran warns against provocation on the Korean Peninsula, saying U.S. military presence creates tensions in different regions. Iran to unveil five radiopharmaceuticals developed by the Atomic Energy Organization of the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Turkey amid protests. And Syrian government urges foreign-backed armed militants to be rational and lay down weapons. The Syrian government urged the armed militant groups across the country to be rational and lay down weapons. The government's demand came in a text message sent to Syrians nationwide in which it said, "To all those carrying weapons against the states, be quick to lay down weapons because the Syrian army is getting ready for further operation." The warning came as the army was advancing in hot spots around the capital Damascus and in the central province of Homs. In the latest development, Syrian forces killed dozens of militants during an operation near the capital, where the army retook control of several areas previously held by militant groups. The Syrian army recaptured the suburbs of Kafrin, Haran al-Awamid, al-Tayyaba, and Adra during operations late on Saturday. Syrian forces also surrounded the eastern neighborhood of al-Ghouta in Damascus. Reports say the Syrian army also foiled an overnight attempt by the militants to infiltrate Damascus from the suburb of Jabar. The World Health Organization, the WHO, said their team in Syria consists mainly of Syrians, especially as most UN workers have now left the country. A representative of the WHO in the country visited a clinic in Damascus that tests the blood pressure and blood sugar levels of displaced people. She said, "Syria has highly qualified medical professionals and the agencies helping with medicines and vaccinations." She added that Persian Gulf Arab countries still had to fulfill the pledges they made during the Kuwait conference on January 1st.
We have a very strong team of national Syrians working with the World Health Organization. This country has very, very high level of doctors and health professionals. So the team in WHO consists of mainly Syrians from all over the country, and they continue to support their people. What is very important, the UN has a role to play, but the most important role through this difficult situation is played by the Syrian people themselves.
At least 11 Afghan children were killed in an air strike carried out by the U.S.-led forces in the country's eastern province of Kunar. Afghan officials said at least one Afghan woman was also killed in the air raid, which took place in the town of Shigal in Kunar province, where American forces are stationed. Local officials say a U.S. military advisor has also been killed in a joint ground military operation by Afghan and foreign soldiers. Many civilians have lost their lives in U.S.-led operations in various parts of Afghanistan over the past decade, with Afghans becoming increasingly outraged at the seemingly endless number of the deadly assaults.
11 children have been killed, ages 1 to 8 years old, but we have not counted the number of women who were killed in the attack. This is the fifth time I remember when children and women have been killed. There is no proof that Al-Qaeda or any other fighters were killed.
The Portuguese austerity measures and the deepening economic crisis in the country have made more people homeless. Our correspondent in Lisbon has more on the issue.
Are basic rights at risk in Portugal? According to the international organization Social Watch, unemployment and poverty are endangering the most basic economical, social and cultural rights in Portugal. In the streets of Lisbon, part of this scenario is visible to our eyes with the growing number of homeless people. A never-ending of stories of despair resulting from the austerity measures applied by the government as a response to the 2008 financial crisis. The report of Social Watch claims it is urgent that the policies for development and cooperation in the country stop being subject to election or economical cycles. For the international organization, resources exist, but their distribution isn't well made. Pedro Krupensky gives an example of how the situation could be changed.
This report states clearly some of the alternatives for the present situation in Portugal. However, Social Watch is also aware and says that for something to really change in the country, the whole way the state budget is built would have to change as well. Inês Sutil, Shabaka Kevar, Lisbon.
People have taken to the streets of the U.S. states of California and Illinois in protest against Washington's use of surveillance and assassination drones. Protesters held signs reading, "Made locally, killing globally," and "Drones kill children." Activists also protested against the use of surveillance drones inside the United States. Last month, U.S. lawmakers in states such as Arizona, Montana, and Idaho pressed for enacting laws that would outlaw the use of the so-called surveillance drones. Washington uses assassination drones in several countries, including Pakistan and Yemen, claiming that they target terrorists. According to witnesses, however, the attacks have mostly led to massive civilian casualties. Meantime, U.S. employers added just 88,000 jobs in March, the fewest in 9 months. The slowdown may signal that the economy is heading into a weak spring. U.S. Labor Department said unemployment rate dipped to 7.6%, the lowest in 4 years, from 7.7%. But the rate fell only because more people stopped looking for work. March's job gain was less than half the average of 196,000 jobs in the previous 6 months.
The BLS report was disappointing in that only 88,000 jobs were created for March. I think all of, you know, economists, everyone expected that number to at least be 150 to 200,000. Really, when you look at that unemployment rate, that it actually dipped down to 7.6%, it's showing us that less people are actually looking for work.
And before wrapping up, the Chancellor of British Labour's shadow says struggling British families will lose hundreds of pounds in the new financial year under the coalition government's changes to the country's tax system. Ed Ball said average households will be worse off by £891 a year as a result of cumulative benefit cuts and also tax rises. However, according to the Labour Party's analysis, a single parent family in Britain will be £4,000 poorer on average over the next 12 months. The British government's controversial decision to reduce the top rate of income tax is also expected to benefit 267,000 people on more than £150,000, including saving 13,000 millionaires, an average of £100,000. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRI and English News. Join us tomorrow for the latest updates. Goodbye now.